I've often thought, why was it Al-Ahli Hospital? And if you had to think of any hospital in Gaza, Al-Ahli Hospital would be the one that you'd think they'd leave alone. It's used to be called the English Hospital. It's run by the Council of Churches. It has very strong links with Canterbury. It really is an internationally connected hospital. Once the Israelis committed that atrocity as a litmus test for what they had planned to do to the rest of the health system. After that, we saw four pediatric hospitals, four children's hospitals taken out in sequence. So Nasser was bombed, then surrounded by tanks. Rantisi was hit. Muhammad al-Durra was hit. They took out the pediatric hospitals. They took out the cancer hospital when the ground invasion happened. They have repeatedly bombed the Indonesian hospital, then eventually bombed Al Auda hospital. So there's a pattern in which the aim of this war was to turn Gaza into an uninhabitable death world. So that once there is some kind of end of the physical end of hostilities, it becomes unbearable for the population. And the aim of ethnic cleansing, which was clearly articulated by so many Israeli politicians, would happen and would continue on.